Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewers of Goose IPA, Four Star Pils, Sophie Farmhouse Ale, and Bourbon County Brand Stout. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
This is Sound Opinions. Coming up, we're going to talk with Benmont Tench of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. But first, we've got some new music and some not-so-new music.
Greg, we all know what that fanfare is. 50 years after its initial release, May 26th, 1967 in the UK, June 2nd, 67 in the US, everybody is once again talking about Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the eighth album by the Beatles, and allegedly, in many corners, the greatest rock album ever made. I think those are corners that have not actually listened to this record in a long time. I don't want to add to the tidal wave of media hype about the anniversary of this record, but for our listeners, let's give it a fresh listen. As rock critics, you and I believe very much in the importance of context. Great art doesn't come from nowhere. There's a place, there's a time. There was something happening when the music was made. But I think with Sgt. Pepper's, the story becomes all about context. The 60s and the baby boom and the summer of love. And, you know, there's this cliche, you really had to be there. But what if you weren't? I was three when Sgt. Pepper's was released. I've spent most of my life as a diehard Beatles fan. And I have significant problems with this album. You know, nobody who really loves the Beatles loves Sgt. Pepper's.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think there's a lot of people who love Sgt. Pepper's. I also think that it's an iconic album that in many ways people will say has stood the test of time. Why are we still talking about it 50 years later? I mean, there are plenty of albums that came out in 1967 that aren't getting nearly the attention. So why does this single album out of all of their releases get singled out above all the others? I think part of it, as you said, context. Here's the biggest band in the world, and they've told us two things. One, they're going to stop touring, so we're never going to see them on the road again. Number two, they're going to squirrel away in Abbey Road Studio and spend all this time making a recording. Now, we're still in the singles area here, mind you. The album had not yet been elevated to the point where, oh, this is the mark of a great band.
Look, when it came out, there was one critic and one critic only, Richard Goldstein, a pioneer in the New York Times when Sgt. Pepper's was released. He wrote, "Like an overattended child, this album is spoiled. It reeks of horns and harps, harmonica quartets, assorted animal noises, and a 41-piece orchestra." Those are just a few of the problems I have still.
I think, you know, when you look at this album and listen to it closely, to me, it's more about sound than songs. The songs weren't as good as the Beatles' previous records were. I still say Revolver, song for song, was a much better album. Rubber Soul, song for song, was a much better album. The sound was the thing. Here's this surreal world that they're creating in this album where they're basically playing a fake band. So the concept is the Beatles are Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, giving them the freedom to do just about anything under the sun in terms of sound, innovation, genre.
But they don't do anything good.
Well, you know, what they do good is using the studio as an instrument. So you're getting steel combs and toilet tissue and, you know, 41-piece orchestras all thrown into this mix. You know, guitars, drums, and bass just weren't good enough anymore.
Nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning.
Little signs of a band innovating in the studio and creating these little sounds and noises really were elevating the idea of the art form of production. So
but
I think
self-consciously, where Revolver and Rubber Soul did not. Let me talk about the inherent conservatism of this record. At the height of a time of worldwide social revolution, political, sexual, racial, the Beatles are nostalgic for a time at the turn of the century, Victorian England perhaps, where everything was good, right? You have Paul McCartney at a time of youth revolution yearning to be 64 years old, right? You have a love song to a cop.
Lovely Rita, meet a maid, may I inquire,
They're also being mean to poor old Ringo. You know, he only gets by with little help from his friends. Certainly it's not his talent as a drummer or his looks or even his personality. Only with their help does he get by.
I think you're misreading a couple of those things. I get by with a little help from my friends. I think the key element in this record, with exceptions by Lennon, I might add, Lennon is the exception to the rule here, but in general, the vibe that is being created is one of inclusiveness. So songs like When I'm 64 and She's Leaving Home, yes, they are hat tips to an older generation. It's like they were making an album that your great aunt could listen to.
They were making an album for grandparents. They do not identify with the young woman who is leaving a stultifying home life to explore the world.
Sure.
They're sympathizing with the parents.
Yes, they are.
We gave her everything money could buy. She's leaving home after living alone for so many years.
It is not a counterculture album. It's not cool. And in some ways, it makes it all the more cool because they were expanding the reach of this record. Now, again, I think that's a noble idea. Summer of Love, all that stuff. You know, the fact that they give Ringo a song to sing, I get by with a little help from my friends.
It's an what insulting
is more,
song.
What is more Summer of Love than that?
Oh, I get by with a little help.
So I understand why this album has a certain amount of charm. It doesn't fit in with a Summer of Love that has Jimi Hendrix and Cream in it. You know what I mean?
Or Velvet Underground.
It's not a rock album. It's not a rock album. But again, I go back to my original premise, Jim. My big concern is not those overall themes, but the songwriting itself. They are not the best Beatles songs. They are, you know, pleasant. They have charm. They have cheek. When I'm 64 is not a very good song at all.
No, it's an awful song. So
From My Friends was done better by Joe Cocker.
All right, so if we are reviewing this on the Sound Opinions Buy It, Try It, Trash It scale today in 2017, because I will say it again, a great piece of art transcends the period and the context in which it was made. What would you give it?
Well, there is one masterpiece on this record, a song called A Day in the Life, which ends the album. That is a magnificent piece of Beatles art.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade.
I don't really have a reason to listen to this record other than that song. If I'm going to reach for Beatles, I'm not going to reach for this. I'm going to go for White Elm. I'm going to go for Revolver.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for Abbey Road. I'm going to go for Rubber Soul.
Or even Meet the Beatles, which is sort of a punk rock record.
You know,
so buy it, try it, trash it.
You know, is it a trash it record? If a new band, let's put it this way, a new band came out today and gave you Sgt. Pepper's, would you trash this record?
No, I would say try it. I would say try it because I really like Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite and I like A Day in the Life. If you took those off and combined them with the singles that preceded Pepper, Strawberry Fields Forever and Penny Lane, and even go back to Paperback Writer and Rain, you know, and some of what would come on Magical Mystery Tour, there's a good album to be had in this mess of 1967 and just before and just after. But this one is a try-it.
Yeah, it's a whimsical, charming record. If a new band put this out, I said, you know, there's some promise here. It's a try-it record.
Right now we could use a little bigger me up. Seem like the whole damn nation's trying to take us down. When your brother's dying, mother's crying, TV's lying. All the reasons in the world to push it to me now. See, we thought that we saw that he had a gun.
That is a little bit of the title track from the second Benjamin Booker album, Witness. The other voice on that song, of course, is Mavis Staples, the great gospel singer out of Chicago. Benjamin Booker grew up in Florida and went to college to study journalism, Jim.
poor guy.
But you know what? He grew out of it. He moved to New Orleans and started playing gigs there. His imagination for what kind of a band he wanted to be led him to this idea. What if Otis Redding strapped on an electric guitar and played in a punk band?
Yeah.
That was the impetus behind his self-titled 2014 debut. Got a lot of notice. Jack White loved it. He had Benjamin Booker as his opening act during that year. Followed up, went on hiatus, took a trip to Mexico, did some wrestling with what his role should be as an artist. Witness the album is his answer. Here is a song from it. It's called Off the Ground from Benjamin Booker on Sound Opinions.
The perk of getting older is learning to ignore the way we feel. And it's been hardly working, hardly working, hardly working out. And it's been hardly working, hardly working, hardly working.
Off the Ground by Benjamin Booker from his second album, Witness. Greg, I love the fact that Benjamin Booker cannot be confined into any one pigeonhole. His heroes, Blind Willie Johnson, The Gun Club, T-Rex, all right? There are elements of punk rock. There are elements of glam rock. There are elements of classic gut bucket blues and R&B and garage rock, and all of it is furious and passionate, and he is particularly inspired right now. This is certainly not the first record where we've been saying this about over the last year. He is inspired about the Black Lives Matter fights, and he's inspired about America's changing attitudes in the era of Trump. When he is singing in Believe, I just want to believe in something. I don't care if it's right or wrong. I just want to believe in something. How can I make it on my own?
I just want to believe in something. I'm making on my own.
He is questioning. He's not preaching. He's questioning, and he's doing it with a particular instrumental fury. I love the fire in his guitar. I love the vocals. And man, you know, any record that has Mavis on a song as inspiring as Witness is okay with me. You know, this is definitely a buy it record.
This is a record that asks that key question that Mavis helps him answer. Am I going to be a witness, just a witness?
Yeah, am I going to stand on the sidelines or am I going to act?
And he had that revelation when he was in Mexico. Was he's watching the Black Lives Matter protests taking place, and he's going, you know, what's my role in all this? Am I just going to document it, or am I actually going to participate in it? So it's a profound question that he wrestles with. It's a terse album, 10 songs, 32 minutes, simple and direct, but at the same time broadening his scope both musically and lyrically. You know, the first album was all about this kid going out into the world and struggling. Now he's looking at the world and saying, here's what this world is. Where do I fit in with it?
Well, and he's also showing some range. We get a little bit of Jerry Butler soul on that track, Believe.
Well, I think that's a stunning moment for him because I didn't think he had it in him.
No.
Bit of strings, a little bit of reverb, not too much, not too overdone, really stretching himself musically. There's a lot of people who are saying they miss that raw, rocking sound of that first album. Where'd that go? To me, this is a growth album. He's expanding his reach as an artist. It's a buy it record for me.
So that's a double buy it for Benjamin Booker and a double try it for Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Do you disagree with these two critics? Give us a call on our hotline, 888-859-1800. Coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX, we talk to famous session man Ben Montench, who's also a longtime member of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Well, it started out